Hello, this is Denad Darakshan. I'm the producer for Undead Radio, and today we are here with the announcer from the show in our serious interview. Hi, announcer. How are you doing today, and where are you calling from?
Glad to be here. I'm calling from Koreatown in Los Angeles.
Do you live in Los Angeles, or are you just visiting?
Oh, no. I live right here. I've been here for quite a few years now.
Oh, okay. Where are you from originally?
Originally from Sacramento, California.
Oh, okay. All right. That's awesome. So tell me, how did we meet? I think the audience wants to know. How did we meet?
I do a lot of voiceovers, so I look for as many opportunities as I can, and this was a posted opportunity on a Facebook group, I believe, and I answered it and submitted an audition, which apparently I won, so great.
Oh, and maybe the people don't know here, we actually had 2 million submissions to go through, and we picked our announcer here.
Yes, I was very excited to get this opportunity.
It was, how many times did we have you do the casting call? It was, what, 12 times?
At least 12 times, yes. Well, with, if you include callbacks and everything.
Let me ask you, how did you start out in voiceovers, announcing and hosting?
I started doing voices when I was very little, but getting into voiceovers, probably I've been doing for at least about 10 years now, which started with doing a imitation of Ed Sullivan on a music video, of all things.
Are you able to do voices on command? Could you do Ed Sullivan for us right now?
Well, I guess I could. He's a really big show.
No, not Vincent Price. Ed Sullivan.
If you want Vincent Price, now that's another one.
Oh, that was really good. All right. Well, announcer, seriously, though, how did we actually meet in real life, though?
If I remember correctly, it was, wasn't it through the audition?
We actually met before all this. We met at the, what was it called? The Hollywood Horror Fest?
Yes, that's right. Hollywood Horror Fest, in which I was the MC.
The MC.
Yes, which I've done 2 years in a row. I didn't do it this year because it was all online, but yeah, I've done the Hollywood Horror Fest and Boobs and Blood Film Festival 2 years in a row. Very good people.
Great people.
Which I met through a organization called The Table.
Tell me about The Table. I'm not familiar.
The Table is an organization of people in the industry, actors, voice actors, musicians, directors, producers, etc. And it's by word of mouth, people help each other, basically. If a producer wants actors or a writer needs a producer or etc., etc., or a director needs a camera operator, people reach out to, there's an email list and people help each other. A lot of my gigs I've gotten have come directly or indirectly through The Table.
Oh, wow. That sounds like a good organization.
Yes.
Now, regarding this project, what would you say would be your favorite part of it that you've heard?
Oh, my.
Or how about this? How about a favorite memory related to the project?
I hate to say it, but just, you know, recording my lines just has been absolute fun. Because in my many, many auditions that I've done a lot of radio ad auditions. And just being able to actually record some real radio ads for a fake radio show has been really fun.
I've had a lot of people contact me already, and they're saying, I love your radio station. I listen to it all the time. And I'm trying to figure out where they're coming from, because this radio station does not exist. It's a show.
Might be. But you know it must be that good if people are fooled.
That, I think that's a good point right there. Now, about you, you know, I know that many people believe that announcing is challenging to the point that it becomes overbearing and too much to handle. Why do you think people believe that? And what separated you to become a successful announcer?
Well, the thing about announcing is learning to enunciate properly and to be able to read. And not just, you know, read the words, but be able to read ahead of the words and know what you're going to be saying. A lot of people in voiceover, and which is voiceover in general, is a very large swath of industry. But announcing in particular, you really need to know what you're saying and know how to say it, especially with names. If different people have different ways of pronunciation for their names. And luckily, I had helped with graduation ceremonies back when I was in college. Learning the names ahead of time, you know, they hand you a card and that's what you got to work with. So trial by fire, I guess you could say, but lots and lots of practice. As with anything, practice makes perfect. And when you have 10,000 hours in anything, you become an expert in it. And over the years, I've definitely logged my hours.
That's Malcolm Gladwell says that 10,000 yes. hours.
And that definitely applies to voiceover. I've accumulated many different voices, not just my announcer voice, but even being able to do different voices, say for animation or commercials. You know, I've accumulated 75 different accents, voices, impressions, etc.
For me, a lot of my impersonations when I'm, you know, hanging out with friends or whatever, everything turns into Mario from Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, it's a me, Mario.
Announcer, what is your favorite word?
Oh, my favorite word. I'd have to say interesting.
Oh, wow. I really like how you said that.
Lots of syllables. Interesting. It's a fun word to say, too.
Interesting. Interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. I think that's about it here. Seriously, though, is there any other projects you want to promote while I've got you on here?
Yes, actually. We've got... I'm involved with a sci-fi series that's being pitched to the major networks called Space Command. Space Command! It's a really great Ooh. Show. We've had some great Kickstarters for it. And... We don't have one going now, but we will sometime in the future be having another Kickstarter to keep things going. So in the meantime, look it up. We're on YouTube. We've got our website. Lots of big sci-fi names attached to it as well. So,
what's the website?
Spacecommand-theseries.com.
I didn't even know you could put dashes in URLs. That's cool.
Neither did All right. I until recently.
Huh. Awesome. So before we go, could you plug our show?
Yes, absolutely. To all you listeners out there, be sure to check out Undead Radio Halloween Special, wherever podcasts are heard.
I understand that you play an instrument that is not played very often. Could you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. I play the tuba. I have a YouTube series that you can look up called Adam Plays the Tuba, and there are 3 seasons and at least 40 different episodes for you to peruse, ranging from the Jurassic Park theme to Super Mario Brothers music.
Okay, so last real thing here. Can you do an imitation of a tuba being played?
Ooh.
I like to make things a little tough sometimes, you know, just to test your talent out.
Boom, 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 boom,